come out of the Great Lakes region for a reminder of how America's past intersects with the present. More than 150 years ago, the region played a key role in the Underground Railroad, runaway slaves making their way to cities along the lakes and then crossing the border to freedom in Canada. Fast forward to today, thousands of asylum seekers who came to live in the U.S. follow a similar route north to Canada because they no longer feel welcome in the U.S. Angelica Morrison of Great Lakes Today has more.
An Amtrak train pulls into the Niagara Falls, New York station. It's just a few miles away from the famous falls, and it's also the spot where abolitionist Harriet Tubman helped runaway slaves cross the bridge to Canada.
The U.S. and Canadian border was the difference between oppression and freedom.
That's Sarah Capon, the executive director for the Niagara Falls National Heritage Area. Capon points to a map of the region inside the station. Her finger lands on the Niagara River. It runs from Lake Erie to Lake Ontario.
If you were journeying and you looked at just the geography alone, you weren't likely to cross Lake Ontario. Perhaps Lake Erie in spots, certainly Buffalo area, but the Niagara River was narrow, and it was your easiest and most accessible way to be able to get to Canada.
Today, thousands of people are using similar routes to cross the border, and many are asylum seekers. They're people who came to the U.S. and can't go back to their home country for various reasons, like religious or political persecution, so they ask for protection in another country.
So Monday morning, he needs to be ready by 6:30.
At a Buffalo shelter for asylum seekers called Vive, Mariah Walker speaks through a translator on speakerphone. She's a Canadian services manager, and they're helping a man from Turkey prepare for his interview at the Canadian border. Buffalo is another location where slaves were ferried to Canada.
Okay. Mustafa Bey, pazartesi sabah 6:30'da. Taksi sizi almaya gelecek. O saatte eşyalarınızla hazır olmanız gerekiyor.
Peki.
The man didn't want to be named or share the details of his situation, but he did say he chose to seek asylum in Canada instead of the U.S. Many people are making the same choice, says Anna Ireland Mongo, the chief program officer for the organization that operates Vive. She cites two reasons. One, the hostile political climate towards immigrants, and President Donald Trump's travel ban.
At that particular point in time, like, people really did not feel safe in the U.S. And I think the fear level of people coming through their building and their desperation to get out or their desperation to claim asylum really increased.
Last year, Vive helped about 1,500 people in the U.S. claim asylum in Canada. The pace has quickened this year, and they're up to about 1,300 so far. People who cross into Canada from the Great Lakes region enter the province of Ontario. Last year, the Canadian Border Services Agency counted about 4,000 asylum seekers who entered Ontario through land crossings. And so far this year, they've counted close to 3,000. The trend is the same in the Quebec area. In fact, the crowds are so big that officials have used parts of an Olympic stadium in Montreal as a temporary shelter. Further west is Detroit, Michigan, where TJ Rogers is the program manager for the Freedom House. It's another shelter that helps people claiming asylum. He sees similarities between the Underground Railroad and today's rush of asylum seekers.
In the general sense of, you know, what the Underground Railroad represented and the idea of moving north and how it represented freedom, I think that's absolutely the case.
He says the Freedom House is also seeing more and more people expressing interest in going to Canada. And in Detroit, like Niagara Falls and Buffalo, it's just a short trip across the river. For Here and Now, I'm Angelica Morrison.